Live from KQED News, I'm Annalise Finney. San Francisco police say they are increasing patrols in and around Chinatown after two recent assaults on Asian American seniors. At a rally in Washington Square Park today, Lieutenant Mark Moreno responded to advocates' calls for concrete action by police to stop assaults they say are targeting Asian seniors in the neighborhood.
Every day we have two officers assigned to our foot beat. Some days four. We are increasing our patrols at night, especially the late evening and early morning. And we are also using some of our special operations, specialized units, to increase the patrol and increase the eyes and ears out of the street.
A recent nationwide survey of Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders found that 2 in 3 respondents feared for the safety of family members and elders as a result of AAPI hate. San Francisco's Transit Authority is now allowing the city's taxi cabs to accept rides through third-party apps like Lyft and Uber. The new permissions are part of a 1-year pilot program designed to connect the city's permitted taxi drivers to new business. Mark Gruberg is a taxi driver and board member of the San Francisco Taxi Workers Alliance. He's skeptical about the change.
If the drivers are lured into taking these Uber rides because they're getting surge prices, many of them will probably ignore and neglect the regular taxi passengers.
Gruberg says those include people with disabilities whose cab rides are subsidized by the city's paratransit program. I'm Annalise Finney, KQED News.